Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're kicking off in Rwanda.
Kim, the field is now set for the quarterfinals at the fourth edition of the African Nations Championship Football Tournament in Rwanda. Remember, VOA football fans, this competition, also called CHAN, is for locally based players in Africa. Mali clinched the final berth Wednesday with a scoreless draw against Zambia in the capital, Kigali. The Zambians already had booked a place in the quarterfinals, and they topped Group D with 7 points from 3 matches. Mali had 5 points. In Wednesday's other match, played in Gisenyi, Rwanda, Uganda and Zimbabwe played to a one-all draw. Jeffrey Serunkuma scored a late equalizer for Uganda's Cranes after William Manondo scored Zimbabwe's first goal of the tournament in the 49th minute. In Group C results Tuesday, Tunisia and Guinea advanced to the last 8 with victories. Tunisia trounced Niger 5-0 in Kigali, while Guinea edged Nigeria 1-0 in Gisenyi. Our African football guru, David Legg, says he's surprised the Super Eagles of Nigeria didn't make it to the quarterfinals.
Yes, Sonny, a big, big turn up here in Group C. I would have put quite a few dollars on Nigeria qualifying. I also felt Guinea as debutants would make some impression, but I certainly did not see them finishing above Nigeria. Nigeria were well placed, Sonny, going into the final round of matches. They had 4 points. Tunisia and Guinea had 2 each, and Niger had just 1. So for Nigeria, it was a question of not losing. If they got a win, great, but even a draw would have seen them through. But they just did not play well. And on the stroke of halftime, they fell behind when Sankon scored from the edge of the 6-yard box. I really thought the Nigerians would throw everything, including the proverbial kitchen sink, at the Guineans in the second half, but it didn't turn out that way. The Guineans, a nice short passing game. They remained calm. They defended well. Nigeria really only had a couple of chances late in the second half. Onyedikachi had a volley from close range, well parried by the Guinean goalkeeper. And just after that, a Nigerian shot from outside the box flashed just wide. It was one of those shots that could have gone anywhere. If it had gone into the net, it would have been one of the goals of the tournament. But the really standout statistic at the end of it all was that Nigeria had 11 goal attempts, but only 2 were on target. And that is simply not good enough for a team coming from a nation so proud about their football and determined to get back to the top of the African ladder. 2 shots on target. In other words, 1 shot on target every 45 minutes. Sunday Elise must have been disbelieving at the end. And somebody who just didn't shape up in this tournament was Adeniji. He came to Rwanda, highly rated as a striker, but didn't perform well. And then Olise, surprisingly, I thought, left Chikatara, the man who scored 4 goals in the previous 2 games, on the bench until the start of the second half. But when he came on, he made absolutely no impression, Sonny. He just wasn't the same player that had scored a hat-trick against Niger and also a goal against Tunisia. So Nigeria's sad tale at the CHAN continues. In 2009, they didn't even make the finals, eliminated by Ghana. In 2011, the same story, a shock defeat in the qualifiers by Niger. In 2014, they got to the semifinals, a goalless draw with Ghana. They lost on penalties, finished 3rd by beating Zimbabwe. And I believe that they were certainly among the top 4 candidates to win this CHAN competition in Rwanda. I had them up there with DR Congo, Morocco, and Tunisia. But on the performance against Guinea and Gisenyi in the west of the country, they simply weren't good enough. They did not deserve to make the quarterfinals. But while the Nigerians just couldn't find the net in Kigali, 250 kilometers away, Tunisia were making hay while the sun shone against Niger, scoring 5 goals. And among those scorers was a brace for Big E, and also one for Akachi, who's now with 4 goals, the joint top scorer with Chikatara in the competition. I like the look, Sonny, of these Tunisians. They're compact, they defend well, they're playing North African football at its best, and dare I say it, because forecasting in this competition is becoming rather hazardous. But I think we've got to watch out for the Tunisians. They look to me a side capable of going all the way. But then there are probably seven other teams who would say exactly the same.
David, can you give us an update on attendance and overall organization at Rwanda 2016?
I'm very pleased to say, Sonny, things are going swimmingly well. The Rwandans can be very proud. You know, we've mentioned previously on The Voice of America that President Paul Kagame had got personally involved. And my hunch from several months ago is that this tournament was going to be the most successful charm. And so far, Sonny, that's exactly what's happening. What is tremendous is to see thousands of Rwandans turning up to watch matches not involving their own side. Wherever you play a tournament in Africa, the home side will always get huge support. If the stadium holds 80,000, 90,000 people will turn up invariably. But what suffers is, say, if you host a tournament in Nigeria and there's a match between Angola and Gabon, then sometimes just a couple of hundred people trickle into the stadium. Now, what the Rwandans did is they opened the gates in the sense that they are offering free admittance. And people, especially the youth, have turned up in droves. And it was great. For example, the match between Nigeria and Guinea in Gisenyi, in the northwest of the country, full house at the Umuganda Stadium. And it just makes such a difference. I mean, one tires of watching these African tournaments where you've got this morgue-like atmosphere with just a couple of spectators and a few officials, of course, they're always there. In the main stands, watching these games. So well done to the Rwandan. The organization, too, Sonny, it seems to be seamless. There's absolutely no problems, no dramas whatsoever. Obviously, still some time to go in the competitions. We're now entering the knockout stage, and that's, of course, when disputes over penalties and offsides, etc., can add to the drama of the occasion. But so far, Sonny, marks out of 10, I would give Rwanda a very good 9. I think they've been doing a superb job. And to me, of the four CHAN tournaments, this one is by far the best. And also with a tournament, besides organization and good support, what you want to see are goals. And we're seeing lots of them, Sonny. After Nigeria and Guinea and Tunisia and Niger matches, we had 60 goals in the competition so far in 22 games. And that's an average of 2.7. And the previous best, which was in South Africa 2 years ago, was 2.2. So they're well up on that. And if you look at the leading goal scorers, Akachi of Tunisia and Chikatara of Nigeria, they've got 4 goals each. And then quite a few players on 2 goals, including Ari Papel of Angola, Kamara of Guinea, Elia of DR Congo, Emane of Cameroon, Muyawi of Morocco, Sugira of Rwanda, and Bagheer of Tunisia. And Sonny, I know you love your statistics, so I've been working extra hard, being very diligent. And what I can tell you is of those 60 goals, 45 have come from shots, 9 from headers, 2 from free kicks, 2 from penalties, 1 was a back heel, superb one from Akachi of Tunisia, and there was one unfortunate own goal that was scored by Kimwaki of DR Congo. And of further interest to you may well be, when are these goals coming? Well, the most goals, Sonny, I've divided each half into 3, have come in the final third of the first half, 31 to 45 minutes. We've had 15 goals in that period. And the best goal so far, in my opinion, it was Muimi of Cameroon scoring against DR Congo, the second goal, a cross and a volley. If the goalkeeper had got in the way, I think he could have been in hospital right now. What a shot, a superb reaction, sweetest volley I've seen in a long time. For me, so far, the goal of the tournament.
Speaking of goals, David, a Togolese star who scored more than a few over the years, Emmanuel Adebayor, has signed a short-term deal with Crystal Palace until the end of the English Premier League season. The 31-year-old Adebayor was available after being released by Tottenham Hotspurs in September 2015. Adebayor has extensive Premier League experience, having previously played for Manchester City and Arsenal. In a couple of other moves involving African players, Ghana and Chelsea winger Christian Atsu has joined Spanish club Malaga on loan until the end of the season. And Ivory Coast international Gervinho is going to China. He signed with the club Hebei China Fortune after 2.5 years with the Italian club Roma. Let's take a look at the quarterfinal matchups now at the African Nations Championship Tournament in Rwanda. There will be 2 quarterfinals on Saturday and 2 more on Sunday. In the first quarterfinal Saturday, Rwanda will host the Democratic Republic of Congo in the capital, Kigali. And that will be followed by a match between Cameroon and Ivory Coast in Butare, Rwanda. In the first quarterfinal on Sunday, Tunisia will take on Mali in Kigali, and that will be followed by a game between Zambia and Guinea in Gisenyi, Rwanda. The semifinals are scheduled for February 3rd and February 4th in Kigali, and the third-place match and final will also be played in the Rwandan capital on February 7th. Of the 8 teams still in contention for the trophy, only the DRC and Tunisia have lifted it in the past. The Congolese won the inaugural CHAN tournament in Ivory Coast in 2009, and the Tunisians won the next one, held in 2011 in Sudan. In National Basketball Association news, Los Angeles Clippers star Blake Griffin is expected to be sidelined up to 6 weeks with a broken right hand, his shooting hand, after he punched the club's equipment manager. Full details have not yet emerged, but Griffin already had a leg injury and he hadn't played in more than a month. Bad break for Blake Griffin and the Los Angeles Clippers. Got to keep your temper under control, Blake Griffin. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sonny